This is the, again, week leader of the free world, and I've been calling him Weekend at Bernie's, and I'm serious, because that's what we're doing at this point. Like, it used to be a funny joke, but now it's real, right? Like, you don't know what he's going to say. You're kind of just propping him up. I mean, I'm just waiting for them to have the little things where they're moving his arms for him and his legs for him, and, you know, I mean, that's where we're going with this.
Welcome back, Financial Guys Podcast. This is Mike Spiraza. Instead of an interview today, we are going to show you what we are doing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8:15 to 8:30. Mike Hayflick and I do a morning show. It's a 15-minute morning news brief. Five topics, 3 minutes or less on each topic. We're going to play one for you here, but to find these every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, along with our podcast, it's either financialguysmedia.com or download the app. The Financial Guys Media app has the radio show, all three podcasts, and all three morning show episodes each week. Let's take a little listen to episode number one.
Alrighty, welcome back. Morning Mike's here on the Financial Guys Media Network. Mike Spiraza, Mike Hayflick in studio, Monday, October 23rd. Next week, we'll do a Halloween episode, Mike, next Monday already.
Oh, so there nice.
We go. we're gonna start with topic number one today, the border. I titled this topic Border Insecurity, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Venezuelans are now topping Mexicans in U.S. illegal border crossings for first time on record. And, Mike, how many border crossings do you think we're talking about?
Oh, let's see. How much per month or week?
Just for the Venezuelans.
Oh, just Venezuelans?
In September.
In September, okay. 200,000.
No, so just 200,000. It was over for total border crossings.
Okay,
so you're around the money there.
Okay, yeah, but maybe I'm thinking
that was total border crossings.
2 million a year, roughly, over 2 million a year. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 60,000?
So about 60,000, yes.
Sick, all right.
Yes. So that is, to me, extremely concerning when you have over 200,000 encounters at the border and 55,000, excuse me, arrested Venezuelans from Mexico. I mean, this is becoming an absolute joke that we have this many crossings per month, you know, per country. It's now per month per country, right? It's not just, okay, it's 54,000 a month. It's per month per country.
Yeah, and I know this was about a week ago. Or the 10th, it was October 10th, I took this, and it was all about special interest alien apprehensions. And just, I mean, countries like Iran, 659 was the fiscal year to date. 659 special interest alien apprehensions at the border. Terror watch list apprehensions, it was 151. I think I saw the number 169 now. It was terror watch list apprehensions at the border.
Yep.
Mike, in 2017, it was 2. In 18, 6. In 19, 0. No terror watch list apprehensions in 2019. Now it's up to like 169 a year. Like that's the kind of pace we're on. So way to go, Joe.
Yep.
Way to make us less safe. Way to put more pressure on border protection. And then, of course, we've always had this defund the police cry ever since Joe's been in office. So,
lucky yeah, us.
Fail all the way around.
And here to get it better, I'm going to go on to topic number two, Mike, because you just said the Joe Biden administration fail. Here's what they're doing now in topic number two. Border security spending, Mike. We're going to spend some money on the border. $14 billion, no big deal. We're going to get this taken care of. $14 billion, by the way, is about, I don't know, almost four times what Trump said he would spend to build a border wall. Just want to throw that out there. But now we're going to spend $14 billion, which in my mind I'm thinking, great, it's about time. But here's what we're going to spend it on, Mike. Asylum officers to, you know, increase the flow between, you know, coming here legally, getting here legally, okay? Immigration judge teams, 375 of them, again, to process immigration cases more quickly and to help reduce the caseload backlog, okay? Then they're also going to bring in, like, additional grants to local governments and nonprofits, you know, to house these people with temporary food and shelter. critical border management activities. I know what you're thinking. A wall? No, incorrect. This is temporary holding facilities and detention beds for fair and fast processing for the recent arrivals. Expansion of lawful pathways, which is including efforts to streamline the processing of eligible refugees and migrants. Okay, and last one here just for fun. Support for eligible arrivals, including successfully resettling them in the United States. This is where the $14 billion's going, folks. So just think about that. And again, I know you're thinking, well, why don't we just finish the wall? You know, that would have cost like $4 to $6 billion. Nope, we're going to do this and get more people here, not actually shut it down.
Yeah, this isn't about border security. It's about illegal immigration accommodations. It's about, let's make it easier for them to cross illegally. And once they get here, let's make sure we process them more, thoroughly? No, they're not going to vet them. They're going to send them off into all of the different communities across the United States. I mean, see how they can disguise all of that money under this umbrella of border security, border protection. It's not. It's accommodations. It's make it easier for them to get here. Make it easier for them to get processed to then live here, to then vote for the Democrats, right? Because all they're going to do, they're going to deluge them with all sorts of stuff about the Biden administration and how much the Biden administration loves them, right? And that's what they're going to go off into the U.S. thinking. Or they're just going to have really, really bad ideas about what they're going to do to us, Mike.
And this is the problem. I'm going to kudos Matt Gaetz here for a second. When he wanted to get a new House Speaker, one of the things he said was single subject spending bills, right? One subject, one thing. Right. This, Mike, was included in the $60 billion that was going to go to Ukraine and another $14 billion going to Israel. Right. This was then another $14 billion on top of that bill. You can't do this stuff because then nobody reads it. Nobody knows what's in it. Mm-hmm. And you're voting on things that are crap. Right. Yeah. And that's what this bill is. Total and utter crap. When you add in, let's process migrants faster. That's not helping. That's making it worse. Mm-hmm. Now, topic number three, Mike. Speaking of crap, our president is on vacation again. I know what you're thinking again. There's a potential massive world war that could break out at any moment. Joe's got it. Delaware beaches in his jacket, walking. It's a little cold, so he can't walk in his shorts and his tee anymore. But pants, jacket, he's walking, taking walks with the dog. Joe Biden on yet another vacation in Delaware.
You try to go all the way to Israel and talk to people or mumble to people, Mike. Yeah. You try it and come back and you'll feel the jet lag, too. Come on, give him a break, right?
Yeah.
He's
a busy bee.
He's been a busy bee, a busy bee for Biden.
Yeah.
And he needs to get back out of the limelight, I think. I think really this is a holy cow. Did you hear him in front of the camera talking to reporters? Whoa, what happened? What did we do? We let our guard down. He made no sense. He literally looked, and I don't mean to disparage Mitch McConnell, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The gaze into the camera for about, an awkward 8 to 10 seconds as he's trying to make this, I guess they'll say, a dramatic point. But no, he was lost for words. He had no idea where he was going with us. So I think they're getting him out of the spotlight and just call it a vacation.
Yeah, that's concerning, though, to me. This is the, again, weak leader of the free world, and I've been calling him Weekend at Bernie's, and I'm serious, because that's what we're doing at this point. Like, it used to be a funny joke, but now it's real, right? Like, you don't know what he's going to say. You're kind of just propping him up. I mean, I'm just waiting for them to have the little things where they're moving his arms for him and his legs for him, and, you know, I mean, that's where we're going with this, and it's scary. Again, leader of the free world, the world relies on America to be strong, and we're not so strong anymore.
Remember when I was a kid, there was a thing called G.I. Joe, and then there were a couple really good movies made about G.I. Joe. They're going to have a new A.I. Joe.
Yeah.
That's what I think they're going to create. Right. A.I. Joe, look at him. Whoa, is he ever smart? Is he ever articulate? A.I. Joe, and you can find one in your, wherever you order your items online, right? A.I. Joe.
A.I. Joe will be like Benjamin Button. He'll get better with age, right?
There you go.
That's what they'll do.
There you go. He'll look like Hunter pretty soon. He'll get so young.
maybe they'll just instill Hunter. Here you go, Hunter. Okay, topic number four.
I wonder if AI Hunter would actually do crack and actually, you know, spend time with prostitutes. Think so? AI Hunter do that?
You have to keep form, so I'm sure he would. It's all about keeping form.
Okay.
If it's not broke, don't fix it, Mike. Topic number four. Tim Scott. This is actually great. He calls for the expulsion of squad members over Hamas propaganda. He's not wrong here. Rashida Tlaib, Jayapal, Pramila Jayapal, Omar, AOC, pretty much says we can't have this anymore, Mike. The Democratic members of the socialist or of the so-called, I said socialist, but you can throw that word in there too, squad such as Rep. Rashida Tlaib parroted Hamas propaganda in social media posts. Rather than delete her posts, she kept it up.
Yeah.
Worse, she continued to echo the lie during a pro-Hamas rally outside the Capitol. I agree. This is dangerous, right? And again, I know people will say, well, Trump said this about election fraud. Well, there's actually evidence that there was some election issues, right? I know the left doesn't want to believe that, but there are evidence of garbage bags being driven in, you know, the middle of the night. So there is some evidence to see why people would be upset about that. There's now proven evidence that Hamas or terrorist organizations bombed that hospital. And by the way, it didn't even hit the hospital, hit a parking lot. Mm-hmm. There's evidence of that, and they're still saying the same stuff.
I think that they are really good staying on point, right? They must have these conference calls, Zooms, whatever they end up having, and they all decide, what are we sticking to? We're sticking to the Palestinian support. We're sticking to Israel, U.S., bad. Palestinians, even Hamas, good. Why? Because settlements. It's all about the settlements and the oppressive behavior of Israel. And it's not. It's just not. It's about wiping out Jews, right? It's about eradicating anyone who's Jewish. And so that's why you see these uprisings across the entire world in major cities, you know, on college campuses, because it's never been about the settlements. That's just something they can hide behind. And instead, it's about eradication of Jews. And I thought we had gotten past this. I thought we knew that that's not the way that, especially in the United States, we should all believe. And again, we said this on our radio show a couple days ago. There's actually people now in Congress that actually are espousing these things. And it's actually shocking if you really think about it.
This idea of America first, so many of these leaders are America last, or it's not even last anymore, Mike. It's like hate. Wipe away America.
Right? It's like hate, isn't it? Really it's just hate and anger about America. I mean, it's like they wait for the next opportunity to bash and just disparage America as they collect their check every week or every 2 weeks, right?
And here's the problem. If you hate it, why do you want to be here, right?
It's like, shocking.
And if you hate it, let me ask you where you got your iPhone from and where you got your food from. And that, like, America's, as much as we have issues with certain things and the way the country's ran, it is far and away, Mike, the greatest country in the world. And if you don't see that, my advice to you would be get the hell out. Right?
Right.
Even in our worst days where things are sad and the future looks bleak at times, you know, I still am very proud to be an American. Mm-hmm. You know, am I worried about stuff like getting my rights taken away because I vote for Donald Trump? Sure. That's concerning. And if it starts doing that, then we've completely lost it. But I got to say, I wake up every morning. I'm like, thank God I'm free. Thank God I can go drive my car to work. Mm-hmm. Thank God I have a job. Thank God I have food on my table. I'm pretty lucky to be an American.
No doubt.
Topic number five, Mike. I don't want to talk about this, but I can't stand it anymore. This whole Taylor Swift thing, like with Travis Kelce in the NFL, and I'm bringing this up because it's just media, and I'm saying this, it has nothing to do with politics, but it's the media. I don't get it, and it's driving me insane because every minute they get the chance to, they can put her up on the screen. Mm-hmm. They talk about Travis Kelce. Is this like the first football player to ever date a musician or an actress or something? Like, I thought Tom Brady made a career of that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, why do we need to talk about this 24/7 365 days a year. It is exhausting, and it is the dumbest thing in the world. Why must the media keep doing the media thing that they do, which is just push stuff? I can't stand it.
Yeah, it's whatever sells, right?
I guess.
I mean, it sells. Travis Taylor. Didn't they do this with another couple where they combined the two names?
Yeah, was that Hollywood though?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like Brad Pitt and someone else. Yeah. I don't remember.
I'm not good at the Hollywood stuff.
Now, just to give Taylor Swift, some credit here. She is a phenomenon. I mean, from when she was what, 10?
Yeah.
She was on video saying, "I want to write songs and I want to become famous and that's all I care about." Yep. And here she is. Like, she is a phenomenon. And Travis Kelce, I think, is kind of like an NFL darling now, right? Doing commercials for two jabs for the price of one, like in these creative commercials. So, yeah. I mean, he's already, and let's face it, he's on the best team in the NFL.
Right.
I mean, you could argue maybe Philadelphia is better now. Who knows? But I mean, you put all that together and it's all about ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. How much more? How many more viewers are we going to get? How many more viewers will the NFL get, right? How many will they get by having more games in London?
Yeah.
How many will they have now by having the biggest phenomenon in the world in a booth with Patrick Mahomes's, it's all just like storytelling to me. And you're right. Anybody who actually enjoys football just for the sake of football, they must be going, "Oh God, I got to go to the bathroom. Let me get out of here while they're showing her again."
And that's the thing. I get it. Right. And like, I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan for many reasons, but I get it. She's talented. She's got her whole group following. Mm-hmm. Like, say a Trump following is a cult following. I would say that probably actually is, but that's fine. Like, if you want to, be a Taylor Swift fan, that's great. But the fact that we have to jam it down all of our throats. Mm-hmm. And again, if you want to make this like a, e-news thing, then great. Do your thing. But to bring this up every single day in the world of football and sports to me is just like, it's a cry for attention for everybody involved.
Even.
You see her in the booth yesterday, her and Mahomes' wife, they have to be seen by cameras. Like, it's exhausting.
Even
and it's the
Jim
same
Nance
thing.
Yeah. Even made a joke. He goes, there's a talk that Travis and Taylor have been side by side for, and it was the offensive lineman Taylor next to Travis Kelce, and they made a big joke about it. They're just loving every second of it, right? And it's all about money, right? It's all about how many more viewers, how many more advertisers can we get? Pretty soon they'll be doing commercials together.
Oh yeah,
she'll be replacing Carrie Underwood. I'll bet.
Yeah,
she'll be the new singer for Sunday Night Football. I mean, watch, I don't know. It is exhausting, especially when you see, like, we start this morning mics today talking about Israel and all the brutality of all of it and wars breaking out everywhere. And we have literally a president asleep at the wheel. And here we are talking about a pop star attending Kansas City Chiefs games. Whoa, my God, wow. This is groundbreaking.
Never happened before. I'm pretty sure LA has like 75,000 celebrities a week there.
Just watch a Lakers game. Everyone in Hollywood is at Lakers games.
Yeah,
right?
The rapper Drake sits front row at Toronto games every home Raptors game.
So,
and again, that'll do it for today. But the reason I bring this up is this is why there's such an issue with the media in our country, because we just, it's just so over the top for nothing, right? And again, great for them. They're in a relationship. I hope they're happy. I don't need to care that they're holding hands outside of a New York City restaurant. Honestly, I could give a shit, to be honest with you. Like, great, good for you. That like, we're focused on things that are not important. So that's my rant for today on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. God bless them. Hope their life goes well. That'll do it for today, October 23rd. Alrighty, folks, that's an episode of our Morning Mike's Morning Show, Mike Hayflick and I. We're going to show you a second one if you liked what you heard on the first one. This is, again, another Morning Mike's episode we have here at the Financial Guys Media Network. Alrighty, don't forget to, folks, download the Financial Guys Media app where this and all of our content can be found every single week. This is another episode of the Morning Show coming at you. Today is October 25th. Mike Hayflick, Mike Sparazza in studio. Five topics, 3 minutes or less. Mike, topic number one I'm going to start with here. I'm trying to remember the number I put in our chat here. But
Speaker vote number 1,757 I have on my list here. So we're at the point we're not even voting anymore. We're doing, you know, back office votes to see if we can get enough votes to go to actually vote, if that makes sense for people out there. Now it is Mike Johnson is the candidate that they're throwing out there. Byron Donalds got overpassed. A few others. I'm going to get into topic number two is also going to be about the speaker bid, Mike. But your thoughts on this debacle that we're living through right now, voting for a speaker?
Maybe it's the people we've never heard of that are the most likely, right? Because if they haven't been in the media, they haven't been, you know, in front of microphones doing reports, then maybe they're just not as offensive as these other ones, like Scalise, Jordan. Well, of course, Kevin McCarthy, he was so offensive. He was just useless, incompetent. But I think it's funny because it's kind of like almost like a draft. You know, when the Bills or the Sabres are drafting, probably more the Bills, because we never really seem to know who the hockey players are after the first couple. But in a draft, you're like, wait, where's this guy from? A Purdue offensive lineman? Let's look him up. So now I feel like I have to look up Mike Johnson. Let me see what he's done. Does he have any accolades? Has he been accomplished in any way? That's what we hope. We hope he can be a leader. We hope he can actually get something done, right? That's what we're hoping for.
Well, this guy, too, now they're saying he's a Trump insurrectionist. That's the new thing. This guy. So this guy's got no chance. We know that. Anytime Trump's name's brought up, it's an immediate ouster. The establishment can't do it. Mike, this is now, I think, 3 weeks in a row. We've had this at least one of our three morning shows, if not two of the three morning shows. We're talking about the speaker vote. We've talked about it on the podcast, I think, twice already. This is just getting ridiculous. And again, I agreed with Matt Gaetz in the beginning to get McCarthy out. However, how did you not have a plan at all? Because this looks like we just said, get rid of McCarthy. And now it's like, you know, did we talk about this beforehand? Did we get anybody that was, you know, up for a speaker vote? And then on top of it, you know, it's embarrassing because now the left can say, see, they're such a disaster over there. There is one good thing though, Mike, one silver lining to this. There is no money being spent on overseas wars from the House and things of that nature.
That's true. Yeah. Doing nothing might be the best case scenario. I would say this, Mike Johnson, great name.
Yes. Mike. Maybe we can have him on the show.
He's got that going for him, which is nice.
Yes. Topic number two. This is, again, regarding the speaker vote. There's a report coming out that ex-speaker McCarthy wants to do a joint bid, Mike, with Jim Jordan, potentially a joint speaker. It's going to be like The Office. There's going to be a speaker and assistant to the speaker. That's where we're going on this. What a disaster we're living in right now.
So they'll have two chairs and I don't know. Yeah. Why don't they bind themselves up that one won't use their right arm, one won't use their left. They'll just be one wide speaker,
spinning
two-headed
chair.
Speaker.
Spin the chair.
Two heads are better than one, maybe. Yeah. That's what he's going for here. I don't know.
I don't know either. And then again, the fact that we're at this point where these are the ideas and you know, I disagree with the left wholeheartedly on 95% issues. They're right on this one. The Republicans are a mess. They're a freaking disaster. And this is going to be worse and worse and worse over time. We need to get this fixed. And again, if you don't want a speaker, let's just come out and say we don't want a speaker. Like, if that's where we're going here, if we're going to spend the next 12 months finding a speaker, let's just end it now. Stop wasting money. Stop doing back office votes. Just end it now and say we're going without a speaker at this point, because this is just, it's getting to be. And again, the votes, Mike, they're just wasting taxpayer dollars every time we don't have a speaker, and they're voting and they're fake voting and they're back office voting. They're bringing the vote to the Senate floor or the House floor. We're just wasting taxpayer dollars at this point.
Yeah, a waste. You know what, though? If Kevin McCarthy and Jim Jordan each share the duties and they each worked one day a week, that would be twice as many days a week that the House Speaker probably works anyway. So we'd actually get 8 extra hours out of the Speaker job.
So maybe,
I mean, really, like, you know, hey, we're going to actually get a 2 day a week House Speaker. So I don't know. It's just getting insane. And it's getting to be so normal now, right? It's so normal just to see dysfunction. You know, it's like a sitcom, a bad sitcom.
All the while, Mike, by the way, World War III is potentially happening outside of the United States of America. So we have that going, too. I didn't put that as a topic today, but while this is all going on in the sham in our House of Representatives, we have our own military being attacked overseas. We have problems right now that we probably should get to addressing soon.
We've had American deaths overseas. We've had American deaths because of Hamas. And here we are. We can't even get the, you know, obviously the, no pun intended, the house in order here.
Yeah, terrible. And by the way, real quick before we get to our third topic, Biden's speaking tonight, Mike, with questions. He's answering questions. However, I just want to put this out there. The questions are already, you know, pre-sent to the president, so he knows what's being asked. Just a thought there. 81 million votes, folks. Can't miss it. Anyways, here we go. Topic number three, Attorney General of New York, Tish James, Mike. I'll let you play that clip in 1 second, but she also tweeted yesterday. In 2014, when bidding to buy the Buffalo Bills, Donald Trump claimed his net worth was over $8 billion. In reality, his net worth is no more than $1.4 billion. Yet another fumble, and then she puts a football gif with a guy fumbling. Is this the Attorney General, or is this somebody running for governor soon, or is this some, you know, show like The View at this point? Is New York now The View in real world? Is that what we're doing right now? And I want to play this, Mike, because this was during her last run for Attorney General. Play this clip, and then we'll comment.
Stand up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale.
And Tish James is too dumb, too dumb, too dumb. That'll be my chant.
Here's my thing, right? This woman ran on a platform of getting Donald Trump because he's a racist. Now, in that clip, Mike, she says, too male, as in us men, right? That would be, as I put in my tweet here, misandristic. That was a word I had to look up this
morning. Misandristic. I like that.
I had to look that up on Google this morning. Again, Google.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And bias then also, against men and boys. Yeah, I like that.
You like that? That
was very clever.
Congratulations, Google, for getting me that term.
I'm another. I can't be an ism then. I'm misandrism, right? I don't have anything against other guys, and you know. Yeah. All right.
Well, so that's the first part. So she says that Trump's, you know, a racist and a misogynist. Well, that doesn't sound right, what she said. And then she also said in the next term, too pale. And Mike, I believe that means white people. So this is the woman that is now telling us, you know, what Trump is and trying to, you know, prosecute Trump for being a bad person and lying and all this and that. Yep. This woman is a legitimate racist, right? Mm-hmm. She literally hates men, as she's saying here. And she also is now turning the New York State Attorney General's office into an absolute shit show. I mean, you're tweeting out like you're Harry Sisson, a Gen Z influencer. I mean, come on now.
Yeah. Just imagine anyone else going up in front of a microphone, in front of a big crowd, and saying any chant that includes something like, and too dark or too black or something like that. I mean, honestly, they might be charged with a hate crime. That's how bad it might be.
And maybe, Mike,
and
rightfully
she's allowed.
So, maybe. Maybe rightfully
I know.
So. I mean, you shouldn't say that, right?
If you ever said that, you're too feminine, you're too black, you're too, you know, whatever. I mean, can you imagine, like, but this is normal now. It's okay. It's kind of that philosophy of, you know, for too many years, you know, the whole idea of reparations, there's been this unjust treatment of minorities, including the black population. And so here she is, clearly a racist who can say these things and then get people to chant, and there'll be no repercussion whatsoever, not a single repercussion.
It's disgusting. And you talk about weaponizing of our government and weaponizing of our justice system. Case number 1,000 of that.
What she gets is likely some kind of a nomination to run for higher office or a job on CNN or MSNBC. I mean, honestly, that's what happens when someone like her does this. It's really just disgusting.
a show in the 8 or 9 p.m. hour. That's right. All right, Mike. Topic number four. You sent me this article this morning. Just classic here. New report unmasks true costs of electric vehicle mandates.
Mm-hmm.
Remain more expensive. So this article, I'll let you actually, Mike, you sent this. I'll let you comment on this because it is an absolute joke. It's like we're going to just be spending $50,000 more on vehicles.
It's just so typical, isn't it? You know, government, we have such a great idea. It might not be affordable to you, but don't worry. We will help you. You can get credits. This is not really a legitimate and viable option for transportation, but if we say it is, it is. And all we need to do is give you more money to make it work. and then if there's a snowstorm, your car probably won't start. In fact, if you try to start it, it might blow up. And if you try to travel more than, a couple hundred miles, you're probably not going to make it further because there are no charging stations. However, get that vehicle, right? We've given hundreds of millions of dollars to some company who we think is the next best thing since sliced bread. So line up, everybody. It's an $80,000 car, but you're going to get it for $30,000 because we're going to give you all sorts of credits. And people fall for it, and then they go through the miseries of having a vehicle that just isn't viable in our times right now.
And if you want to charge your vehicle, use that gas-powered charging station. And if you want to get rid of that battery, we don't have a way to get rid of these batteries safely right now. So just don't forget that when you're buying your more expensive EV, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy that. Nice work. Great bill. Great politics right there in America. Let's push that agenda.
Stop being a climate change denier and look the other way when those batteries are getting buried, Mike.
Yes. Yeah, in the ocean.
That's what you got to do.
In the ocean, yeah. Maybe that's why the ocean that they claim is warming. Maybe that's why. And it's actually not based on facts. But
battery acid.
Topic number five, Mike. We're going to move to topic five here. This was a very interesting comment from a former Democrat here, Barry Weiss. She has about 1.1 million followers on Twitter, Mike. She's a journalist, a Jewish liberal who quit the New York Times over anti-Semitism. This is what she writes, Mike. As a Democrat who has been left homeless, who is now definitely in the center, but probably leaning increasingly right, I am left yet again with an appreciation, despite the messenger, of the message of the Trump administration, because what those guys did was pretty incredible in hindsight. She goes on to talk more about the Trump administration, but we need more of this, Mike. We need more of these people, liberals that are like, wait a minute. Yeah, life isn't better right now. Life actually sucks right now in America because everything that we were promised is not coming true, right? Transparency, Mike. We're not getting transparency. Let's look at the Joe and Hunter Biden scandals. Unity, we're not getting that. He goes up there and all of his people go up there and say MAGA extremists every other sentence they say, right? We're not. Interest rates, Mike, through the roof. Buying a house right now, not easy for most families. Inflation, buying gas, buying groceries, not working right now. So, you know, everything we were promised was a sham from the Biden administration.
Many promises, none of them kept. I think this woman, Mike, is just one example of someone who has felt this way probably for decades, but now because of this massive, tragic, you know, savagery and so many deaths, she's finally speaking out. And I'm not saying she should have spoken out earlier because you just live that way because you need to make a living, you need to provide for your family. You just have to sometimes take a lot of these, and they're not even kind of like subtle anymore, right? They just are anti-Semitic. I mean, you got people in our own U.S. Congress that openly are anti-Semitic. I was thinking about this. Just imagine anywhere where Palestinians live, right? There's several places, parts of Israel, parts of the Gaza Strip and so forth, the West Bank. Just imagine if they said the Israelis chant, death to Palestinians. We've got to build an Iron Dome defense system. We've got Israel daily fires rockets at us. Like we got to protect ourselves. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the Arab world, just the Western world, thinking, Israel, what are you doing? You can't just think you can eradicate an entire Palestinian people.
Yep.
So now just turn it around. Look what is going on. Eradicate Jews. Eradicate Israel. Everywhere there's a Jewish person in the entire universe, kill them. And then they go on to say death to America, too. So just imagine this role reversal, just like Tish James, right?
Yep.
Too male, too pale, and whatever else the other word was. I mean, imagine anybody else doing these things, and they get away with it. They get away with it. Israel has to have an Iron Dome defense system because they get shot at. Rockets come over their skies. And thank God the system works almost all the time. Boom, boom, boom. But just imagine if that the roles were reversed and Israel was just bombing in you know, just randomly, right? I mean, unbelievable how hypocritical everybody is out there and how they're just still denying this massive, massive amount of death that happened on October 6th.
And to finish, by the way, two wars we have going on in the world right now under the Biden administration, right. just to throw that out there. Yep. Mike, your homework before Friday is learn your chants, get your Tish James chant, do your homework, learn that, and we'll get back on Friday morning and we'll revisit that. Folks, you need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS. Don't forget about our three podcasts. Tuesdays is Mike Hayflick and I, Wednesdays, Mike and Glenn. Thursdays, interviews that I'm doing with some national guests. Also, this morning show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:15 a.m. to 8:30, 15-minute morning brief. Any parting thoughts, Mike?
No, I just think, you know, everyone stay tough. I mean, do what you can do to spread the good word in terms of what are we all doing here? What are we all trying to battle? And it always comes down to vote. You've got to vote right. You know, you got to vote right here in Erie County. Get out Mark polling cars. You got to vote right in New York and get Kathy Hochul out. Good luck with that. And then we got to go to the Congress and the White House and start getting good people in there. People who are actually, they care about America.
That's right. Thanks again for joining us today, folks, and thanks for taking a listen to our new morning show. To catch the morning show again, download the Financial Guys Media app on your Android store, your Google store, your App Store, whatever phone or tablet you use. Financial Guys Media app has all of our content. Three morning shows a week on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 8:15 to 8:30. Again, a 15-minute morning brief, five topics, 3 minutes or less. And our three podcasts, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. All of this can be found on the Financial Guys app. Download it today. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.